Blog Talk Radio.
Show the sideways, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air. Make it.
Sierra Devi, how you doing, darling?
I
am doing, well, I'm trying to do good. Oh, my God. We're, like, sitting here going, oh, my God, I'm flabbergasted. There's stuff everywhere. But I am fine. You know what happens when your desk is a mess and you're sitting down at it and you're going, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, can't find anything.
I was looking for my notepad for the show, and I was like, where the hell did I put it? Well, it was underneath another notepad that I was using for something else, and I'm like, I need to get in here and organize this because it's really starting to drive me nuts. Because,
yeah,
you know, tax season is right
thing.
Around
like,
the corner.
Where's my notepad? And then I realized,
right?
Oh, that's the wrong notepad. That's for something else.
Oh, my goodness. Holy bitch.
And I can't find anywhere to put
there.
My wine.
Oh, well, for Pete's sake, just swallow it. Put it in your throat. Swallow it. Speaking of,
okay.
It's now cocktail hour. And just so everybody knows, we're going to be talking about, obviously, cocktails, yummy food recipes, just lots and lots of yummy. This hour is about just being yummy and having fun, and you guys calling in and sharing your recipes and cooking ideas with us and cocktails, because, you know, Super Bowl's next weekend, so I want some good cocktail recipes. Even though I bartended for years, I want something new and refreshing for Super Bowl Sunday. And we have a ton of callers on the line right now, so let me go to this one first. We'll go to, there you are. Okay. Let me see. Here we go. I can mess.
we're like Huda. We're like the Today Show
know,
in the morning
right?
with Huda and what's and Kathy Lee. I'll be Huda
seriously?
If you be Kathy Lee.
Oh my gosh, 479, you're on the air. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to? Johnny, is that you? Johnny.
Hello.
Are you there, John?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, lady?
I knew that was your number. I'm like, I'm getting this number down.
You're good at this.
I'm. You know what?
Yes.
Well, because John is a fun cook. He always calls in.
Yeah, John will always lend support to Miss Sammy.
I love
That's
it.
Always
love
fun.
It. So, John, what do you think of the new name? What do you
I
think
like
of the new
name
of the show? It's cute,
I like
huh? It's like cute and it's fun.
I like the
cute
new name.
Okay,
think of
perfect.
Me like a sports
good.
Bra, Sammy.
A what?
I said, think of me like a sports bra, Sammy. I'm here for your support.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
John,
I like that.
Sports bra. John, a.k.a. sports bra. Okay, got it. Here for my support. Oh, my gosh, you are too silly. So, John, do you have any, like, big plans for Super Bowl Sunday? Are you going to do a party or anything or go to any parties?
Oh, no, I'll probably just sit here. I'm house sitting for my aunt this week while she's on a cruise, and I'm watching her little Shih Tzu dog that she has. And there's an open liquor cabinet, and I'm happier than a fat kid trapped in a cupcake. Cheers.
Oh, my gosh. Cheers, darling. Cheers. And what is your drink of the day there, Johnny? Excuse me, sports bra.
We are presently feasting on some fine quality Jack Daniel's honey-flavored whiskey.
Oh, the honey-flavored whiskey. See, I'm not a whiskey drinker because I had the pleasure of drinking too much of it when I was about 14 and got really, really sick. And since then, I really haven't indulged in it much.
I had that same problem with tequila. Thanks to that, I woke up naked in a pine tree. And
so did you get any pine needles? Did you get any pine needles stuck in your butt?
That's what I really violated that pine cone.
Well, I can certainly understand the whole, I stay away from tequila too, because tequila brings out the fight in me, and I want to fight everybody when I drink tequila.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Really? Oh my God. I can't help it. I don't know what it is.
Yep. Even though I had a margarita yesterday, it wasn't very strong, so it was fine.
But
it's different
with a margarita.
Yeah. I still get tequila. tequila, oh, I mean, it makes my clothes come off, but, ooh, it makes me feisty, too.
It makes my clothes come off, but, oh, it makes me feisty. I have to leave that alone.
It would kill you, because it'll make me want to kill you.
And then, like, then after I'm feisty, then I want to cry, so.
Oh.
It's
oh,
not
I
good.
Hate those, I hate those moments, yes.
Yeah.
And you know something?
Stay away from any look that makes
always,
me cry.
I'm usually always happy, so I'm pretty safe in that department. So Johnny, thank you for calling in. We've got a couple other callers to get to, but thank you very, very much, and enjoy that honey whiskey.
I definitely will. It's so fun rest of your show. I should be listening.
All right, darling, I will talk to you soon, sports bra. Or maybe I should call you pine cone. Maybe I'll call you Piney since you had a pine cone violate you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we are going to go on to our next caller.
It's so fun. We're getting it together. We're learning how to do this. Bear with us. We're still learning how to work with the dog on a board.
I always seem to kick the colors off. I always seem to kick the colors off. So, like, I keep forgetting. Do I hit the X or do I hit the microphone?
You hit the microphone. People are like, what are they talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
See,
all
this
right,
is what friends
it.
Are
okay.
for.
Exactly. That is right. I help
it's
you.
It's always great to be able to listen at the same thing.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And then to let them all in, you actually hit the microphone.
Right. Oh, wait, no, they're not. They're just listening. Never mind. Okay, I forgot that. Okay, got it. All right, I got this. No worries. If you guys are waiting on the line to talk to us, you have to make sure you press 1. Otherwise, you're just going to sit there in dollhouse cyberspace, and you will just listen to us. Be silly,
yes.
Sexy, say things. That we probably wouldn't say to your mother. We would not say to your mother. So what are you doing? What's your plans for Super Bowl? Are you going to have a party and cook lots of yummy?
Well, it will be a party of two. Being that we are a Green Bay family, we kind of decided not. We were going to have one, but we decided not to this year. Plus, yeah, it saves us like $2,000, you know?
Right.
I mean, with all
well,
the
I'm
food
not gonna spend
and
that much.
Every time we spend money on food
much.
And everything, and every you know, all the people are over, and my boyfriend has no idea how to do things small. I'm like, why are you buying an entire tenderloin?
Like
just buy enough pieces for everyone. So,
oh,
yeah, so we're
gosh.
Gonna keep it small.
Oh well, that's
gosh.
Awesome. Yeah, we're only gonna have. I don't even think. At the most, we'll have maybe 10 people over, if that.
Mm-hmm.
If that. So it's not like it's going to be a big deal.
Oh, okay.
But it is going to be. It's going to be fun to watch the game. And I'm just going to be grilling. I changed up my idea of what I was going to do. Now I'm just going to do a bunch of sliders, and I'm going to do some yummy spicy chicken wings, and like some chips and dip, like some fresh guacamole, and some. I make this really good chili dip. So. Everybody has to go home after they eat the chili dip because I don't want you at my house.
No stinkiness around here.
Yes, no, I don't want no noise except for the football game. Oh, my gosh. But I do
I
want to have... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, no.
No, but I want to...
Your turn.
I know, right? We do this every time. I want to do a yummy, like, signature cocktail. Because you know I'm a Seahawks fan. I know you're the Green Bay family, but yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, yeah.
I know. And but I'm also a big Panthers fan, so I'm used to losing.
Yeah.
You know, it's no big deal to me. Though you know, I was really hoping for the Panthers to win, but see, you know that. I'm sorry, that's my phone that keeps dinging in the background. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I didn't even hear.
Oh, good, because I've grown oblivious to it, so I'm just like, ding, ding, and I just realize it's gone off like 10 times. Sorry, guys, that's my phone. That's how popular I am. But But since I'm used to losing, I'm also used to drinking during Super Bowl. So, you know, I like to try new stuff. And I have, like our bra friend, our support bra,
yeah,
I also have a huge open bar in the house. So
nice.
I do not plan on driving, but I might be quite tipsy in front of the fireplace.
Oh, don't do that. Don't knock your head on the fireplace.
Well, in front of it.
That's
I won't be
awesome.
Actually be walking around, but I'll be sitting on the couch in front of the fireplace looking at the game. So
nice.
That is my plan.
I know my
pool
room. So I think we're just going to have, because we have a big 70-inch in the house, and then we have a 50-inch in the pool room. So I think we're just going to have it on everywhere in the house. So that way, if I have to come in the office, do a little work, or tweet some pictures during the game, then, because, you know, I don't want everybody seeing the pictures I'm tweeting. So, because you got to have
right.
a little fun. You got to tweet those pics.
That is so funny you
so
say that, because I'm going to do the same thing.
Nice. Okay, we're going to have to, like, we're going to have to show some, like, Twitter love to each other.
Yes. Oh, God. Is that, I'll be on Twitter and Instagram, so, because I have Instagram account,
yes,
too.
Yes, me too. I know,
so,
and I forget, though, that you have to be a little safer with Instagram.
Yes, you
I
do.
Forget that.
I forget that, too, sometimes. I admit. Sometimes I forget that, and I have to go back and go, oh, let me delete that.
Right?
I'm showing a little too much for Instagram.
Right?
Because I have never been kicked off of any social network yet, and I don't want to start this year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, me either. And I don't want to either. And now that I'm actually using my Instagram, I'm like, okay, I don't want to get in trouble for anything. Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. All right, let me see if I can figure out this color. I think I know who this is. Okay, can I do it?
Okay, that's what you're doing.
Okay, 708. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh, perfect.
How are you doing?
We have the pleasure. Yes.
I'm fine. This is a bear from Chicago. Yes, it is bear.
How you doing out there in all that cold land?
Oh, we escaped it's not bad. We actually escaped the snowstorm. Yesterday, we just got a little dusting and headed out east. I think it's there now. But I'm
right.
doing fine. I'm taking a break from my retiree job of doing taxes.
Oh, damn.
And actually, hey, kicks a little bit extra pocket money coming in.
But, hey,
so I don't have
we
to.
All gotta love that.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than extra pocket money.
In these days, I need a little bit more extra pocket money than I have in the past.
Well, if you can pass a little extra, you can send it our way. I mean, we won't say no.
Oh, I already have it. It's already accounted for, trust me.
Damn it. Yeah. I had to try.
Sierra knows why. She knows where my money goes.
No matter, as I always say, it doesn't matter who she is, all women cost a lot.
Oh, what?
You're always paying for it somehow.
Oh,
yeah.
Somehow, but, some way, you always pay.
But this was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's not like a money pit. I'm not throwing money away, buying and spending. This is worth it. But,
you know what?
You're awesome.
Because my husband said the same thing. He's like, you know what? You are expensive. He goes, but you're not. I don't go crazy. Like, I'm not. I used to be crazy. Like, if I saw a pair of shoes, I was like, oh, I got to have that right now.
Right now,
if you don't buy it, then you're fired. I'm not like that anymore. Because I have worked way too hard for my own money now that I am very, very nice. I don't even ask for flowers anymore because they just die. I'm like, you know what? Just buy me like a new grill. Yeah, I'm like, buy me a new appliance for the house. I don't need any goddamn flowers. Don't need flowers.
Okay, I like my flowers, but I'm very picky about what flowers I want.
Right.
And it's always lilies because they smell so good.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Okay, you and I are
so
connected.
Good.
And I've been told no more roses, day lilies, and there was something else he told me that I can't remember. But she said daylilies.
No roses,
and,
no carnations.
Oh,
gardenias? I think she said something about gardenias, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
But
gardenias, they also smell really. They're pretty, and they smell like you. Literally, as soon as you walk in the room, you can smell them.
And just like lilacs, you can smell those for freaking a mile away. Swear to bejesus.
So I'm getting ready to. I'm not getting ready to do anything right now. I'm getting ready for. It's going to be really interesting Sunday to see what happens with this game. But I did sign a party to go.
It is.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said it is going to be an interesting game.
Oh,
so you're going to a party. Are you taking any yummy recipe food with you? Are you cooking up something yum?
No, I'm not going to cook anything. This time I might buy some chicken wings or cheese party platter, but I'm not going to fix anything myself. It's a little bit too cold to go outside of my deck and fire up the grill. Unless we get about a 40-degree temperature jump in the next couple of days.
Okay, I'll send you some San Diego sunshine. How about that?
Oh, that'd be nice. I am going to a friend of a former coworker, actually, is having a Super Bowl party. So they asked me that I want to come. So I said, sure.
Nice.
And I actually get to go as a solo. I'm being allowed to go.
Oh, well, that's good. You go and have fun and enjoy your time. Because when the woman says you can go, you better go. Don't say no.
She's not a particularly big sports fan. You know, I mean, she'll watch. My mother probably have him on. She likes to watch football and that. I mean, my mother will be 91 in about 6 weeks, but she'll still turn on the TV. She was real upset over the weekend because Ernie Banks died, Mr. Cub, and he was known here in Chicago. I don't know if you heard the news or not, but he was a Chicago legend. You know, I'm not necessarily a Cubs fan. I'm a White Sox fan because I grew up on the South Side. But anyway, if you know, people, let me see. I can't think of a Dodger right now or somebody out there. Oh, what was the little guy's name? He just died. That played for San Diego, played for the Padres. Oh, I can't think of his name. But something like that.
You know what? I'm not in. I don't pay attention to the Padres.
You're not sports?
Baseball.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm total Seahawks. But I'm not. I've never really been too into baseball. I mean, I like baseball because I can follow it easier. Like I can understand every play because it's not hard to understand baseball. Yeah.
Right.
Ask me about plays. Ask me about plays in football, and oh boy.
My mother knows the game. She won't say, "Oh, they may, you know, if they hit a home run, if they hit a home, he scored a touchdown." Anyway, she knows. She's been around long enough. When you're 91, so she knows football from basketball. She knows when they mess up, and you know, she knows when they get in the pitchers.
Wow.
That kind of stuff. So she's in the sports, and she's very, you know, I've tweeted about her in the past. She's very up alert. I mean, she's. Lives in the same house I grew up in and does her own cooking and cleaning and still does her own bills and will argue to death about politics or anything we want to talk about. So she's, you know, she's still got her mind. I mean, she's nothing. And she'll hit you with that cane that hurts like hell, too. I don't get whippings, but I've gotten wrapped across the shin with the cane a couple of times. and it don't feel good, let me tell you.
Freaking awesome. Oh my gosh, I love it. That is freaking funny.
So I am going. Oh, one thing I am doing, I hope there's no IRS. And actually, it is going to be a business evening because I'm going to do my girlfriend's taxes for the first time. So I'm going to write tonight off as an expense. I still charge her. Nobody gets free.
Trust you because I wouldn't let my boyfriend do my taxes because he doesn't need to know how much money I have in the bank.
Right.
You know, I'm giving her a discount, but she's not getting a freebie. You know, I give no freebies. You know, I don't do any, I don't do bartering. I was ranting about this on Twitter. I did a Twitter rant, I think it was last Thursday or Friday about that. What people will try to do, no, I don't do substances anymore, so don't try to give me any drugs. No, you're a woman.
Oh my,
no, I have a girl.
Oh my God,
I have
Texas,
a girlfriend.
Who is this?
I have a girlfriend. You can't sex me. That I have a girlfriend.
I've never
I
heard
need
that.
My money, and I need my money up front. You
yes.
want your money the next? Right. You want your money the next day? Go to those places to do that. I'm not gonna name any
yeah,
names.
Tell them to go to
the
H&R Block. Go to H&R.
Exactly. Them are the other guys that advertise. Okay, I do it.
Or what's the other one now? Like, doesn't, I think I just saw this
oh,
on the news
Jackson,
the other day. Like,
Jackson,
yeah,
Hughes,
you can. Yeah, you can go to Walmart, get your taxes done, get your cash.
Yeah, Walmart
the same
does
day, and you can. Yeah, and you can shop the same
mm-hmm.
day. Like,
I saw
oh,
them advertising
okay.
that on TV yesterday.
James just tweeted. James just tweeted me, Tony Gwynn. Yeah, he's exactly right. Tony Gwynn just died.
Oh, thank you, James.
Back in the fall. But see, Ernie Beck's dying.
Thank you, James.
Over the weekend was akin to Tony Gwynn dying, passing away in San Diego. So Ernie Banks was like 83 years old, and he lived a nice long life. And Tony Gwynn, admittedly, I think he got it from chewing tobacco, you know,
okay.
that kind of stuff. But anyway, that's what I was trying to think about. Thanks, James. Yeah, it was Tony Gwynn. And if, you know, when Michael Jordan passes, you know, a big known sports figure. That's what I was trying to say. But anyway, yeah, here in Chicago, everybody's, you know, I was shedding tears when I heard about it and everything. But anyway, yeah, tax-wise, okay, I want my money up front. I'm going to do a good job. Yeah, I've never had anybody get audited who I've done taxes for over the last 25 years. You want your money back
awesome.
Right away, so if you're getting a big return, okay, go to those people. They're going to charge you.
Well,
you're going to get one of those loans, and et cetera,
Darlene,
et cetera.
Darlene,
oh,
let's do this.
It's time
what's
for me
the
to
name?
Go.
What's well, no, I'm going to give you a little, you know, tax company shout out. What is the name of your business?
Oh, yeah, I just call it Mason Enterprise. I use my last name. I'm just Mason Enterprise.
Okay. Okay. Well, perfect. There you go.
I'm not taking anybody. I'm not taking anybody
there
new right now, but yeah, Mason. And I
no,
have my clientele.
I just, you know, that's great.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. And you're in Chicago,
yeah.
So anybody out there in Chicago needs their taxes done, you know who to call. We
yeah, you know
got
to
your
call. Or,
he only accepts
or,
cash up front.
Yeah. Only cash
yeah.
up front. Yeah.
Only cash up
he
front.
Want
no barter.
Else. No sex.
No barter. No
trade.
No,
no
nothing
want
else. I want my money. You get
all
your
right,
taxes
Darlene.
Done.
That's perfect. Well,
okay.
thank you for calling in. We got to take some other callers. You are absolutely
right.
Awesome. Have a fabulous week and Super Bowl party, and happy birthday to your mother upcoming here soon.
Okay. Thanks. Bye bye.
All right, Darlene. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.
Oh my gosh! You know what is funny? I was just thinking, and as he was saying it, stuff. I forgot to tell you. You know, I also have a Pinterest account. Yeah, I'm just like all over social media.
You know
and,
what I do too, and I don't even know what the hell it is. And I keep seeing these posts that people follow me on Pinterest, and I don't even.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, when the hell did I sign up for that? I'm like,
oh
that
my
must
gosh!
Have been a cocktail hour.
I have a section actually called Cocktail Hours, so there's, like, drinks listed there. I was just, like, going through it. But so it's just like, hey,
no.
I have Pinterest.
Okay.
Is it Pinterest
oh
or Pinterest?
I think it's Pinterest.
It's Pinterest?
I
just know
shit,
it's complicated
know.
To say.
You know what?
Hey,
well,
I like to think of it as my bulletin
too
board.
Many, there's so many damn social media outlets that it's absolutely ridiculous to try and keep up with
they
all
really
of them.
They really are.
Yeah, it's like I know my Twitter and now and I have my Facebook, but Facebook is kind of like meh. I mean, I like Facebook, don't get me wrong, but I'm
mm-hmm.
kind of getting a little bored with it because they only allow you so many followers. Like you can only
exactly.
have yeah. It's like what are you thinking?
I try to tell people that. They're like, add me as your friend. I'm like, I can't. I've reached
uh-huh.
my limit. I think it's 5,000 and I've reached my limit.
Yeah.
So you can like
right,
my page,
right.
but I can't add you, sorry. You know, and
exactly.
And then sometimes I look on the wall and there's like stuff and I'm like, ugh, I got to go through all this stuff before I can see what I really want. And don't find something and try to go back to it because you're never going to see it
know.
Again.
Well,
yeah, not when you
that,
have 5,000 followers.
Thank you. And not only that, but I see so much negativity on Facebook.
Yes.
Like so much negative talk, like people bashing other people. And I'm just like, wow, what happened to all the positive people? Where's all the smiles? I'm like, do we all have to get pissed right. off all the time? Like, can we all just have a cocktail and smile?
Well, then you get on top of that, then, okay, and I hate to say this, and guys, you know who you are, and I'm sorry, but you get 500,000 people every
okay,
day.
Okay, call them out. Call them out. Go ahead.
I don't know their names. There's just so many people.
No, I'm just saying, and people in general. Just,
do you know,
yes.
Everyone is sending you a message, and they expect you to all answer. And I've gotten to the point, I just say, look, I don't check my messages on Facebook, period. Because
right.
I would spend my entire day answering messages if I did that. Because
oh
I tried
gosh.
To do it
yes.
once.
I had a guy get pissed
yeah.
off at me because I didn't answer him, and then he had found out I was married, and he actually sent me, like, hate message on Facebook, and he was like,
wow.
I can't believe that you didn't marry me. I asked you 2 years ago. I'm like, dude, you're in cyberspace.
Like, how do you ask somebody on cyberspace? Shouldn't you be on bended knee in front of me with a ring?
Like,
this is not how
even bought one
how...
of my... right? Like, you never
crazy.
Even bought one of my webcam shows. Like, are you kidding me?
Sorry, yes, we're laughing at you if you're listening, but, I mean, come on, let's be realistic now, okay? You know, if you're going to ask
yeah.
someone to marry them,
yeah.
you should at least know them, you know, in person, not
yes,
not through
at least,
cyberspace.
At least, yes. Oh, my gosh, okay.
You
we
may
have,
find out you don't like me.
This is so much fun. Okay.
Oh, my
God.
So,
caller.
I do have another caller. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. I see a Michigan number up there.
Okay, 313.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
What's up, Sierra? What's up, Sammy?
How are you doing?
What's up, darling?
Well, last day in Vegas, I'm leaving up out of here, you guys.
I said, is this Miss V? It sounds like Miss V.
It is Miss V.
Yeah, it is.
How are you?
Yes, it is.
Oh my
gosh. I'm all right. I'm fabulous. Getting
ready are you just now leaving?
So I can fly back home.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. How was
the
show?
So you're just now leaving Vegas.
Vegas show?
It was good. I mean, I was shocked Saturday. It was a whole lot of people that I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
really?
It was really good. I was happy. I was shocked more than anything because normally Saturday is a bad day. Sammy, you know that Saturday is normally dead. And
the what?
It was like, you know, Saturday, you know, here is normally dead on Saturday. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah,
oh, it
a
is?
Little bit slower. Yeah.
But it was really busy this year. It was extremely busy. I think because they start booking, you know, the people, the headliners on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, if you got the headliners only coming in on a certain day, people are going to buy tickets for that day.
Okay.
So,
oh,
it was
gotcha.
Nice on Saturday, so I think I'm one of the last people to leave. I probably am the last one for AVN to leave.
So were AVN Awards?
That is.
Were AVN Awards on Sunday?
No, they were Saturday.
They were Saturday.
Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
They were Saturday night.
Okay.
So I didn't go to the awards, but I was hanging out with Naomi, so I had me some homemade gumbo on Saturday night, so I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate very well, so, you know, nothing like eating well on one of your last days in Vegas.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Sammy, I haven't talked to you, girl. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I know I haven't talked to you in forever. I'm going to have to – I need to call into your show one of these evenings. I haven't been on there in forever. Oh,
well,
my
you
God.
Know me and Sierra be doing the Black Bench on Wednesday.
I know. You are, I swear to Jesus, between Sierra, you, and James, I think you guys do the most shows out of anybody.
Seriously. We are everywhere.
You guys are, like, all over, and I love it. Me, I can only do, like, so much because thrown in the webcam, I mean, it's like, holy shit, how do you guys find the time? Like, I just can't find it.
Well, I was like, let me call her show before I check out my hotel. Let me get no AC, so I'm down in the lobby waiting in line to check out. And I was like, well, I'll never get a chance to call your show because I'm always doing other things in the daytime. So
right.
Check it out.
Yeah,
I love
it's,
it.
It's so funny. Someone else was saying that the other day. They were like, you three are like the hardest working people in radio right now. It's so funny because people are like, oh, you know, let's go do this. I was like, well, let me check my schedule because, you know, my schedule is, like, really full during the week.
Right.
I don't have time to just pop over there all the time. Yeah.
And nobody understands that we're doing that on top of everything else we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
You know, nobody realizes that on top of everything else, like, we're doing different shows and trying to get everything
mm-hmm.
together. Actually, I'm already planning for next year's ABN, so we're trying to get, you know, our block of room. I'm going to be trying to get a code for our block of room.
Oh, yeah, and I'll definitely be there next year. This year, yeah, I had stuff going on with fashion show and stuff, and so I wasn't able to come out there.
I'll be in there next year, too. So,
yeah.
And everyone knows you have to plan a year in advance to go to ABN.
Oh,
but, yeah, I'm planning
yeah.
on it myself.
Oh, it'll
also,
be so much, especially.
You know, that's
going to
be a hot mess out here next year. That means that all of us crazy people are going to be out here together. Oh, my God, what are they going to do?
I know.
Well, I'm thinking they're going to have to get a bigger venue, literally.
I've heard
you know,
the venue is a little bit
maybe
smaller.
They can fill up, no, maybe they can fill up the one they got now since it was almost empty this year.
Was it really? Oh, wow.
You know what?
So
it looked like
really
a flea market
until
to
Saturday?
Me.
It looked like
it
what?
It looked like a flea market to me.
Really?
Because you have more vendors selling stuff
mm-hmm.
that has nothing to do with the industry versus
mm-hmm. oh,
industry
right.
I mean,
right.
I swear that they were selling. I swear I had six people approach me for a back massager, about five or six people approach me for cell phone chargers. What is the cell phone charger going to get me off or something? You know, selling something that's related to what I'm doing out here.
Shouldn't that be a CBS show?
Right? Seriously.
I was just well safe, apparently. But and that was inside of the Hard Rock. That was, you know, inside of the Expo show. I mean, they just had, to me, they need to cut out the number of non-adult industry vendors. If what
mm-hmm.
you're selling has nothing to do with our industry or something to make the girls look good, you know, such as makeup
right.
and stuff, you shouldn't be
yeah,
there,
just
in my
put,
opinion.
Just
I mean,
put,
what do I want with a fashion
all sponsor? The people, yeah, put them all in, like, one, in just one room together. Keep them separate from, you know, the toys and the adult, you know, part of the side of the show. And just put those vendors
oh,
that really.
Hey, you guys, I'm sorry, but I just got a. I'm in an important phone call, but I want to show my love and let you guys know
thank
that
you.
I miss you.
Thank
and
you.
I want to see you guys
soon.
Well, I'll see you there soon. I'll see you in a couple of months, dear, but we'll be talking all on Wednesday.
Yes, we'll see you. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay, so
I love
you guys. I want to show my support and, you know, make sure you tell everybody to follow me on Twitter and let them know how I am because I know the voice
definitely.
Sounds raspy, but.
It's all good, honey. Thank you so much, darling.
Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, darling.
Bye. Wow.
The phone number kind of looked familiar because I have her in
mm-hmm.
my phone, and I was like, okay, why do I know that?
I was,
phone
as
number?
I said, just a Michigan
it.
Number. I'm going, oh, wait a minute, isn't that Miss V's number? I thought the same thing. I'm like, I know that number.
Right. And then, like she said, we're gonna give her a shout out. You can follow her on Twitter. At Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. So make sure you go follow her. She's lots of fun. She has great shows. Yeah, just follow her. Just because I said so. Just do it. If you don't, then
just do it
because you know,
said so. Damn it.
Just do it. Damn it. Just do it. Oh my gosh. Too funny. Okay, so now I'm using both computers right now. So I'm using one for the
uh-huh.
show and one for my Twitter.
Oh, darn, I forgot
like
about the other
here.
Computer.
Well, I'm sitting here trying to move my mouse, and I'm like, why is
mm-hmm.
it not moving on my laptop? Well, it might be a mouse because I'm using the other computer. I'm like, I got two mouses here. One's going wild on the other computer moving around. I'm like, where the hell is my mouse?
See,
oh,
I've
my goodness.
I've gotten so used to not using a mouse that I use my
mm-hmm.
finger for everything.
Okay, this could totally go in another direction.
I know, I realize
okay.
it came out of my mouth. But those of you who
yes.
have a Mac, you know what I mean. You can just, you know, you get used to not having, like, all the buttons. You're just always constantly using your finger for everything, or two fingers or three fingers. And, yes, I know this is going way over there. And then I move over
okay,
to my
ladies,
nail surface, and I get to use my hand
ladies,
on that, too.
you now know, ladies and gentlemen, that Miss Sierra DeVay is a three-finger kind of gal.
And sometimes, you know, you end up putting four fingers on there and wondering why that popped up, you know. And those of you who have a Mac, you know what I'm talking about, because it depends on how many fingers you put on the pad. It does different things. So how it knows, don't know, but you know. I know. I'm going to have you red as a beet in a little while.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no,
I know that means nothing when you're using a PC, but it does make a difference when you're using a Mac, how many fingers you use.
I use my laptop, and I use my fingers for the mouse also, but I'm sitting in my office, and so I have my PC, and I have the wireless mouse over here, and that's why I was like, why is my mouse not moving? What the hell? Well, it's because I'm holding on to the freaking, yeah, actual mouse instead of using my fingers to do the walking. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this
it's
is so
funny.
Funny.
It's funny. It's kind of funny. Sorry, guys. But, so, you know... I know, I'm like smiling so hard right now. On that note, we will have a sip because it's cocktail hour.
Oh, my God. Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So it can
yes,
always
it is.
Be cocktail hour. Yes.
Wait
no
a minute, isn't
where
it
you're
like
at.
Morning for you?
It's 20 minutes to noon.
It's 20 minutes to noon. At least it's after 2 o'clock for me. It's actual happy hour right now.
Well, I'm not going to have happy hour for about another hour because I have to go drive into town. So no happy hour for me. Yeah, I got to do
some driving.
As for
all you who live in D.C., we know that happy hour starts at 3 o'clock at all the bars and ends around 7.
You know, oh, my gosh, there's a fabulous – if you can ever get out here to visit me, there is a fabulous little bar that I would love to take you to. It's called La Playa, and they have the best happy hour with – the best. The margaritas, like, literally you can have one and you're done because they're so damn strong. I don't even like to drive. But you don't, they're strong because they hit you really quickly, but they're, like, not flavored strong. They're just, they're so damn good.
Okay, they just hit you. Okay.
Yeah, they hit you. It's like, whoa, okay, can I have some water now? Like, you just.
That's all I needed.
Like a little chihuahua. But it's awesome. If you ever can come out here to visit me, oh my gosh, I am so taking you there. You will absolutely love it. And they're friendly. And during happy hour, it's half price food and drink. So every
single that is the day that we definitely get a car. We're not driving, right?
Oh, no.
We are so not driving that day.
No. Whenever I go there, I always make sure somebody's driving because I'm like, there is no way in H-E-double-L that I am going in there and driving home because I've tried to a couple of times and, didn't work out so well. Yeah.
And it is never a good idea in California. Well, not anywhere, but especially not in California because with California, you always have to drive so far. It's not like 5 minutes around the corner. It's always an hour.
When I first moved here, I lived in a place that was right, and this is why I know about this little Mexican place, because I lived right across the street, and there was a little tunnel you could walk down into, and so I'd be in the middle of webcamming, and it'd be like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I was like, let me go over and hit happy hour. I'd have, my lunch, and I'd have a couple margaritas, go back home, get on webcam, feeling really good. I didn't have to walk anywhere, and it was the best. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Best thing ever.
That's what I miss about Chicago. I miss, like, just walking to the bar and then walking back home. Like, I'll just walk around the corner of this place. I'll have a bunch of drinks, and then I can walk home. I'm only a block away.
Yeah.
I miss stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, now it's like, since I moved, damn, that's a long freaking drive. Okay, so driver, hello.
Yeah, driver, it's worth it.
Oh, it is. This is what a lot of people, I don't understand. Like, if, we're stupid enough to drive downtown and go have dinner, drinks or whatever, and the parking, I swear to Lord, is more expensive than paying someone to drive you downtown.
Oh,
it really is.
Definitely. Same here. The parking is like $30. And I'm like, well, by the time I did all this, $30 there, and then, oh, you know, we could have just got a cab. We could have did a
right.
cab, or we could have just hired a limo for an hour or something, had them come to
exactly.
this, or a car, the town car,
mm-hmm.
have a town car drop you off and tell them what time you're going to be ready, have them come pick you up. And it's also cheaper than that DUI.
Oh, thank you.
When you start
ever
DUI or if you bang somebody's car and anything, it's
yeah.
always it's just cheaper. It should you should always just add that into whatever you know. Whenever I decide I'm going out, that's my cost of getting home is already added into how much I'm spending that night. You know, like okay, let me put $70 in my back pocket for getting home.
Exactly.
Just
well,
in case.
Well, and I'm like a real moron because like I like my Tahoe, it's like nice, big, it's really pretty, and
mm-hmm.
when I park it somewhere, I'm always worried that somebody's going to door jack me. I'm just like, okay, wait, let me park all the way over here, and if I had to leave it overnight, oh, I'd be like, no.
Yeah,
be like,
no,
no,
I'm
that's
not leaving
not
my
staying
car
here.
Overnight.
I'm like, that payment is way too much.
Yeah.
That's not staying
totally.
Here.
Oh, my gosh, no, I'm not leaving my, no, and then you have to go back and get it, and the next morning you really
that's
don't feel
worse.
Like getting up and doing it. No, I'm not leaving my car overnight. I'll just get a hotel room.
right, more too. It's like whether you leave your car or you spend the night somewhere, you're paying for that, and then if you leave it, you got to go back the next morning, then you're hungry, so
mm-hmm.
you're going to stop somewhere and spend more money for, you
and
know,
spend
your
more money.
For breakfast.
And you're hungover as hell, so, you know, you really don't feel, and then you got to face the traffic on the way back, because you got to do it in the morning.
Right.
You can't wait until, like, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon to do it. So you have to wake right up and go get your car. It's like, no, this is not worth it. It would have been so much worth it and so much less stressful if we had just all chipped in on a ride down there and a ride back.
Exactly. And I
it's
have
always
no problem with spending the extra money. Like, no, here, you just take me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And if you can't do that, then you just open up a bar at home.
Right?
Oh, yeah, you just turn on the music, open it up. Oh, it's party time in the house tonight.
So much easier and safer. And I love to cook, so that's why I'm just
mm-hmm.
like, oh, let's just do it at home. Let's just tell people that are stupid enough to drink and drive, come over to our house, and they can drive home.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
You know,
if they're stupid enough
that
to drive,
fault.
That's their fault.
If you're stupid enough to drive over here, you know, you know there's going to be drinks, so. But I always have to do, you know, I do have a spare bedroom. Like, you know, you can crash upstairs. But I try not to make it too comfortable because, like, when I get up, it's time for you to leave.
Right. Oh, my
God. I don't usually get out of bed till like, 10, 11 o'clock on a night like that. So you've got until about 10, 11 o'clock to get up and get the hell out.
Oh, my gosh. I can't stay in bed like that. I can't. I'm, like, still up. Like, this morning, I was up at 4:45
mm-hmm.
this morning, just up watching the news and whatnot. And even if
mm-hmm.
I have a late night that I'm out or have people over and it's late, I still get up no later than, like, 6:30 in the morning. And it's
oh, gosh, you early morning people.
I know.
I like sleep.
I know.
I'm, like, in bed at 1 o'clock, but I still don't get out of bed till like, 9. Well, okay, so granted, I tell people that. I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed till like 10 o'clock. And they're like, but you went to bed at like 12:31. I'm like, I know. But, okay, this is my thing, though. Just because I don't get out of bed till 10, 11 doesn't mean I'm not awake. I may be just laying in there
this
watching TV.
True.
I just don't feel
yeah,
like getting
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I've
right.
probably been awake
right.
since 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm just being lazy.
Okay,
and I figure,
I,
you know.
Yeah, I did that Saturday morning. Well, I didn't. I wasn't in bed that long. I was in bed till like, I think it was like 8:30, watching TV, watching a movie. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
oh, this is kind of nice. Oh, my gosh, I'm not getting out of bed that early. And then I
it's
get up, and I'm like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but I felt lazy then. I felt like I didn't get up and
yeah, you can. Don't worry. After a while, you'll get over that. Do it a couple of more times. You will totally get over that. And then if you're anything like me, you'll be like, oh, you know, I have kind of a hangover from last night. Let me go grab a bottle of champagne, bring it up to my room with a glass, and turn on a movie, and I'll lay here until my...
Okay, I have done that.
See?
Not gonna lie.
Definitely you've gotten that. Okay, Okay, so speaking of drinks, I do have one drink that I'm definitely going to be making this so everyone knows I love drinking ginger beer because my family, you know, half of my family lives in Bermuda. And have you ever heard of a dark and stormy?
It sounds familiar.
It's made with ginger beer.
I've seen that somewhere. I haven't tried it though.
You haven't?
I've never tried ginger beer.
Oh, ginger beer is very interesting, and it doesn't have any alcohol in it. It's just a soda, which you'll see sometimes.
Oh.
I post. I'll post like
oh,
I'm drinking
like
a bottle
ginger,
of ginger beer.
Is it like a ginger ale kind of thing?
I wouldn't say it's nothing like ginger ale, but it is made with ginger. It's a very spicy, sweet drink. Whereas ginger ale is not so, it tastes completely different from ginger ale. But I love ginger beer. Now, ginger beer, though, I will say this, depending on what country you're getting your ginger beer from, it's some are sweeter than others, some are more gingery than others. I personally prefer Bermuda ginger beer. And I'll post again today. I know I've posted it on Facebook before, but I'll post a bottle of it again today because I actually am finishing up the last of my ginger beer, so I got to go to the store and get some more. But they just recently started selling
it
in America.
Like,
because it's just a regular soda. You can find it in the same aisle with Coke and any other or any specialty sodas. Like sometimes, you know, there's a section next to the Coke where this is a specialty soda. So like here, you can only find it in certain stores. But it's
like
called
probably
Barrett's
Trader
Ginger
Joe's
Beer.
Or something like that.
Trader Joe's won't have it, but like a high end store will have it. Like I'm trying to think where the high end store is.
What? Ralph's Market here. They have a really good.
They might have it.
Yeah, they have a good selection of like out of country, like different wines and sodas and beers and.
You might find it there. Or another really good place. A lot of times now, because now that dark and stormies have gotten really popular in the States, sometimes you can find it, and still, it's just a regular soda. You can find it at the liquor store sometimes, over in the cocktail mixing sections where the Cokes and the seltzer is.
Yeah.
But you use a dark rum, ginger beer, and ice, and it's called a dark and stormy.
Hmm.
And it's really, really good. So if anybody wants to try that, you can also go on my Pinterest and see the recipe. But it's just a really good drink. In Bermuda, it comes already mixed in a can. So anybody can just buy it the way it is. Or you can go to a bar and order it. A lot of bars are actually you can order it at a lot of bars too now. But it's only perfect if you get Bermuda rum because it is a big Bermuda drink and you should use Bermuda rum and Bermuda ginger beer. But yeah, ginger beer. I think it might be an acquired taste. It's pretty spicy, but I love a ginger beer.
Is it like a sweet? But is it a sweet spicy or?
It's a sweet spicy drink.
Oh, see, and I like that because I like ginger. I used to eat ginger when I was
kid. If you like
ginger,
you definitely good because it definitely tastes like ginger. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I took the ginger out of a damn lemon when I was a kid.
Oh my
thing.
Gosh.
Right?
Then you would definitely like this. It's like ginger ale doesn't have as much of a ginger taste as ginger beer does.
Yeah, ginger ale to me, I don't really care for because it's not. To me, it's like a poor man's ginger drink because it's just basically.
Yeah.
It's like 7-Up and soda mixed together, or 7-Up and
I, you
and
know, I didn't want to, invent, I didn't want to, like, you know, say that, but I don't, ginger ale is more like 7-Up and something else. It really isn't.
Yeah, like,
it doesn't really have
like
a ginger
7-Up
taste.
7-Up and Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Well, then you'll definitely like ginger beer, because it tastes like ginger. It tastes like ginger and honey, and it's so it's spicy and sweet at the same time.
Oh, okay. I wrote it down, so I'm going to
have to. But you don't want to drink ginger beer.
Yeah, send me a picture of it, too.
I will. You never want to drink ginger beer, like, after you've eaten something really spicy, because that's just going to make it hotter. You'll be like, oh, my God, my throat's on fire.
That might hurt later on, too.
Yeah, that might hurt a little later. It's not something you drink after you've eaten some spicy food, like some wings or something. You don't want to have a ginger beer right behind some very spicy wings. That's just asking for it.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
I made the mistake one time. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I do? What was I thinking? Oh, gosh.
My gosh.
Funny. I had to finish that out to, let's see, on Twitter, TGD Jam. I'd say your real name.
Oh,
you
yes,
know who
that's
you are.
John.
I know, because he's listening to us. Yes, John, hi. And I just want to say thanks for listening to us.
He is so fun. I love John. He's so much fun. Oh, my gosh. He is.
I believe
he's in Chicago also. Well, we need to change his name to the AKA Sports Bra, because that's Sports Bra.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, that's Sports Bra? Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I always recognize the picture with the he's got that picture with
cigar.
The big cigar, which I love. Nothing like a good cigar. Yeah.
I like cigars, too. I have an awesome cigar house, and they roll their own cigars in New York. I need to call them because I need to get some more cigars. I'm out.
Oh, darn. Is this a place we can visit? So next time, because I was like in New York this weekend. I was like, oh, we should go to New York and
oh,
go some
my
cigars.
Gosh, yes. It's down in the Bronx. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I'd love jumping on the train just riding out to New York. It's just a couple of hours. You get on the Excelsior. It's like riding this. It's like the Starship Enterprise of trains. It totally is. Like when the doors open, they're like, shoo. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And it goes so fast. It's like really, really fast, and it's like almost completely automated and everything. So everything's all computerized. And you order your food from your seat. You order your drinks from your seat, and all of a sudden they just show up.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I used to love riding the train here in California, but they decided that they were going to be, you know, amazing goddamn liberals and take away all the alcohol drinks on
Well, that's the point of riding Amtrak.
Exactly.
Oh my
god. No.
I mean,
yeah. These liberals, you gotta love them.
I'm serious. That is the whole point of getting on the train. First of all, you don't have to drive. It's a very comfortable chair. I mean, this is not like getting on like coach on a plane. It's so comfortable. And then by the time you get off, you are completely wasted and happy. All you gotta do is go straight to your hotel room.
Exactly.
You've talked to everybody. Yeah. You don't even realize the time going by.
Oh my god.
I am terrible. I have
so much trouble. You and I are in so much trouble when we see each other.
We totally are. You know, I've emptied a cart before. Well, at least of all their vodka on a train ride before. They were like,
okay,
you know, I'm sorry, man. You drank all the vodka we had. That is absolutely terrible.
Oh my gosh. Well, Sexy, guess what? We're coming to the end of our show. So why don't you?
No, not already.
I know. Why don't you give your yummy shout out? And yeah. Go ahead there, my little dextrous.
Okay, well, since we're at the end. Okay, well, guys, you know, oops, say it, don't spray it, right? I'm going to have to get a cover for my computer.
Oh my God, you can always find me on Twitter.
You can totally find me on Twitter. I am Sierra Devi, SierraDevi. That's Sierra Devi. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Pinterest. I can't say it. Don't know why. Facebook. And then you can also find me on my website, which is SierraSecret.com. And that's with two S's. I'm sorry. Yes. Wait a minute. How do I spell my website? Yes, this is with two S's, SierraSecret.com, S-I-E-R-R-A-S, S-E-C-R-E-T.com. Oh, and you can also find me here on Dollhouse Radio on Friday nights. Totally forgot about that. Friday nights on my show, The Download, which is at 11 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, here at Sammy Brooks every other Monday.
Yes. Woo.
Did I do it? I did it.
I love this girl.
Okay.
I love this girl. She's so much fun. Oh, my gosh. And to all of you out there listening, of course, you can find me here live every Monday at 2 p.m. East on the, we changed the name. That's right. Sammy's Cocktail Hour. And you never know what's going to happen on this show. We go from talking about cooking and drinks to, oh boy, we're getting our computer wet. So you never know what you're going to hear.
We're still halfway through that glass.
I'm telling you. Mm. And then also on Thursday evenings here on Dollhouse Radio, It's at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can find me with webcamming with Sammy and Sage. Sage Montana is my co-host on that show. And follow me on Facebook, Sammy Brook 6, or no, yeah. Oh, yeah, Facebook is Sammy Brook 69. Twitter is Sammy Brook 69. And my Instagram that I just started using again is Sammy _ Brook 69. Sheesh, all these 69s going on.
I know.
Holy biscuits. Yes, it was so much fun, darling. So much fun. And I will be talking to you because all the info that you sent me about the ginger bear and then the picture from the Nutra, I want
to. Yes, I will send it to you.
I'll be going and picking that up. Yes. Sweet.
Definitely.
All right, darling. I will talk to you soon, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And, yes, kisses to you all, and have a fabulous, fabulous week. Oh, go Seahawks. All right, I